The second half of the 19th century was a period when the revival of styles of the past was in full swing in Europe, reaching its peak before the end of the century. This trend was dedicated to the wealthy bourgeoisie who wanted splendor, luxury, opulence, and comfort in their interiors. The ideal style for fulfilling these requirements was Rococo, which is one of the most popular revived styles. 19th century Rococo is called Neo-Rococo. A personification for the Rococo style is the French King Louis XV, for the Baroque style, King Louis XIV, and for neoclassicism, King Louis XVI. Since the Reveal epoch was characterized by combining elements of different styles on the same subject, some critics defined the style represented in the second half of the 19th century as, quote, the style of all the King's Louis. Neo-Rococo describes the style of historicism in Europe. The roots of this style originate from 1830s France, where Rococo also began around 1710 during the Regency era. Neo-Rococo flourished especially between 1830 and 1860 before, like most neo-styles, it gradually faded at the end of the century. From France, the style quickly spread to Europe. The decorative charm of Neo-Rococo fell on fertile ground, especially in Vienna. Neo-Rococo is less dedicated to architecture than furniture, handicrafts, and decorative interiors. This decorative style became prominent, especially in the attempt to reconstruct the interior of the Neo-Rococo ambient, which is full of delicate, twisted, asymmetrical lines and shapes in the form of shells, plant motifs, and S-shaped lines, dominated by pastel tones. The style is generally very airy and luxurious. The walls are often covered with light fabrics or tapestries. Here we see tapestries designed by a French artist of the Belle Époque period, Lionel Perrot. The work belongs to the series made on special Jacquard automatic looms that used interchangeable punched cards to organize woven sequences, which is even associated with similar solutions in later computer technology. The furniture was decorative and picturesque, and the wooden parts of the furniture were gilded to additionally emphasize their luxury, splendor, and wealth. New pieces of furniture appeared, such as desks with secret partitions, then smaller women's tables and deck chairs. Decorated mirrors and porcelain objects added a special charm to the interiors, satisfying the taste of elegant society. Figurines of shepherds and shepherdesses in love, birds and flowers, all skillfully made in porcelain factories in big cities, were in fashion. In painting, intimate portraits of ladies with hats, crinolines, and stiff corsets, silk richly decorated with ribbons, as well as real and artificial flowers, became very popular. The most beautiful detail in this ambiental section is the Neo-Rococo Hartmut Furnace of German production from Prague. It is decorated with rich Rococo details, is circular in shape, and was probably fired from another room so that its appearance and formal beauty would be untouched by the mundane work of burning and cleaning. This ornate style, which replaced the classical strictness of Biedermeier, showed the end of the struggle for domination in which the bourgeoisie triumphed, while the rationality, frugality, and functionality of classicism pointed to the employment and diligence of the bourgeoisie, neo-styles, especially neo-Rococo, illustrate the complete domination of the bourgeoisie and its desire to control not only the material and political fields, but also cultural fields more broadly. The long period of feudalism in the Habsburg monarchy led to a mix of aristocratic and civic habits, which can be seen in numerous examples of the simultaneous existence of, quote, real and, quote, neo-styles in the same household.